MoneyWeb now on the money.
Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. Chatting now with Howell George. He is Director of Investments, Old Mutual Investments. Howell, appreciate the early morning time. Rationale behind Trumponomics. Is it fair to say that the problem is perhaps fairly simple to identify, and that is far too much debt in the U.S. economy?
Yes. Good morning, Simon. Good morning to your listeners. Yes, that is the basis of the problem which President Trump is attempting to fix. And part of that, what lies behind that in terms of the debt pile in the U.S. right now, which is about $36 trillion, which is about 123% of GDP. That's a high number. What lies behind that is really substantial government spending and a paucity of tax receipts. So, and that problem is only getting worse. And the debt pile is accelerating away from them.
And hence, I mean, there's lots of moving parts in what he's trying to do to resolve this. Part of this has been reduced spending. I mean, we saw the Elon Musk attempt via Doge, perhaps not as great as hoped, certainly nowhere near the initial $2 trillion number. It's reducing spending, and then it's around trying to get that private sector sort of investing, and that again ties into his tariffs. I mean, we can say, you know, the markets might hate them, and he might change his mind a lot, but the logic there is try and get some investment back into the U.S.
That is correct. And say what you like about Trump, I guess, but objectively, he does have a plan. And the plan is to shift resources from the government to the private sector. And that means a few things. Number one would be deregulation in the private sector. We've seen that in the fossil fuel industry as one example, which doesn't quite find favor with everyone, but that is a policy. Secondly, reducing taxes on people and corporations, and then raising money through tariffs, be it directly through, you know, tariff revenue or relocating businesses back onshore into America and making American businesses more competitive offshore. So it's a multi-pronged policy, and it's a very large experiment. It hasn't really been tried at this scale before. It'll be, if nothing else, very interesting to see if it works or not.
Yeah, I mean, I take your point. There is absolutely, we can see the logic. I mean, for example, lower taxes, people are going to go and spend more. That's good for growth. That's good for businesses in America. It's the size of it is absolutely as to in terms of what he's trying. And of course, he only has one term to do it. China. China is, I suppose, we've seen their global expansion over the couple of last decades. Is this really just about checking them and kind of keeping America as number one? Or is it also a sort of a sense that there is an unfair relationship and trying to level that playing field a little bit more in the U.S.'s favor?
I think it's a combination of those things, Simon. And I would say, in Trump's mind, it won't be him in the White House, but he does see the Republicans as having more than one term. Yep. Now, the Democrats do appear to be in some degree of disarray, so he can see J.D. Vance taking up the reins in 4 years' time. So he thinks he's got a longer runway than just the 4 years, and it will take longer than that. And part of it is offshore geopolitical policy in terms of the U.S. was declining in its global reach. I think that was fairly clear to a lot of people. China was expanding through the Belt and Road Initiative. And Trump doesn't want conflict with China, but he does want to check their unbridled growth across the world. And China's being very successful so far in terms of winning that race. And part of the co-opting of the Middle East back into U.S. sphere of influence, bolstering Europe to create a stronger North Atlantic alliance, as I call it, moving into the Arctic, which actually is important. All of that is reestablishing American influence abroad. And Trump's being very aggressive about that.
And that's part of it. And the tariffs, which he comes out with giant numbers, pauses, drops them, gives 90 days. I mean, the giant numbers are saber rattling. What he's really trying to do is get these trading partners to the table, get a better deal. And truthfully, a 10% tariff might be slightly inflationary, but it's also revenue generating for America.
Quite. That is the art of the deal. And a 10% tariff is now seen as fairly modest, whereas before all this happened, it was seen as very high. And so that's kind of the genius of Trump, if you like, in terms of his negotiating tactics. The difficulty when you do it at this kind of scale globally, if you and I are negotiating, it can kind of work. But if you're negotiating with the entirety of the rest of the world, then the uncertainty it does create and the collateral damage along the way may mean that the end does not justify the means. We'll have to see.
And that's it. I mean, there is definitely a plan here. We can argue the nuances of it. There's definitely a plan. It's going to be messy. And it, truthfully, it simply might not work. I mean, you mentioned earlier we get to kind of watch this in real time from the sidelines. It is. Perhaps historic moments that are playing out, and we don't know the final end.
That's correct. What I am clear about is that something did need to be done in terms of the U.S. death pile, and you know, it took the U.S. As a nation 220 years to build up its first $1 trillion of debt, and it's now adding $1 trillion of debt every 6 months. And that's unsustainable, and so that has to be reined in in some way. And the private sector of the economy, which has been lagging, does need to get going, and America does need to reestablish its place in the world. We'll see if this enormous experiment is the way to do it.
Yeah, but to your point, the debt is a problem. It is simply too much. And that's a staggering stat, 200 plus years of debt now every 6 months. We'll leave it there. Howard George, Director of Investments, Old Mutual Investments. Appreciate the early morning. Podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.